AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Supreme Court this morning takes up a case surrounding prayer in public schools. A football coach in Bremerton, Washington, Joseph Kennedy, was let go after school officials say he led students in prayer on the football field after games. They say he wouldn't stop when asked to.
Over the years, it grew from that to kids joining. But as soon as the school district said, stop praying with the kids, that was it. No problem. I stopped doing it.
Kennedy wants reinstatement, but groups like the Separation of Church and State are warning of a dangerous precedent if he's allowed to encourage or pressure public school children to engage in prayer. U.S. stocks opened lower this morning with new concerns over rising interest rates. European and Asian markets also fell sharply. Shares in Twitter rose in early trading after reports of negotiations overnight between Twitter and would-be owner Elon Musk. Ukraine's president says he's encouraged by new pledges of aid from two top U.S. officials who paid him a visit in Kyiv.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia is failing in its war in Ukraine after he and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with President Zelensky for 3 hours in the Ukrainian capital.
A sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene.
The U.S. announced a new surge of military and diplomatic aid. The defense secretary says success in Ukraine would be a democratic country able to protect its sovereign territory. I'm Jennifer King.
There are new reports of shelling in the east, west, and central Ukraine today, with railways and oil depots targeted. New Mexico's governor signed emergency declarations as 20 wildfires burn in the state. Widespread evacuations are in effect. Workers at an Amazon sorting facility in Staten Island, New York, start voting today on whether to sign up for the new workers' union. This is AP News. China's capital city is imposing lockdowns in some districts because of a new outbreak of COVID-19.
Beijing officials have resorted to extreme measures to prevent the spread of the virus after only 70 cases have been found so far. Residents were staying at home and stocking up on food in case they end up confined indoors, like in Shanghai and many other Chinese cities. Supermarkets were swamped with people trying to snap up essential goods, while store workers hastily restocked some empty shelves. Shanghai, which has been locked down for more than 2 weeks, has reported thousands of new cases and over 50 deaths in a 24-hour period. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a Trump-era policy that forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for U.S. immigration hearings. President Biden had halted the Remain in Mexico policy, but a federal judge ordered it be reinstated. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.